The Planter's Place podcast is brought to you by Osmocote, the Planter's plant food.
Hey everyone, Ellen Wells here with the Just Veggies podcast here at PlantersPlace.com. I am also the author of the blog Just Veggies, and I hope you have been reading it, and I hope you have been liking it. Today, we will be talking about why corn leaves turn red. And it's not just the leaves, it's the stalk, the husk, all that kind of stuff. Why that might be turning red in your garden. Why do corn husks turn red? That was my sister's question to me a couple of weeks ago. She actually sent me a text and a photo. She gardens in Northern Virginia. So she was wondering what could be happening in Northern Virginia that would turn her corn leaves and husks and stems red. What is going on with our corn, she said. The corn crop overall didn't look that robust. The corn was a varying height, and it had that strange reddish tint on many of the very skinny corn stalks. The corn tassels were also still a little bit blonde or strawberry blonde, meaning they weren't quite ready to be harvested. The ears, that is. Typically, an ear of corn that is ready to be harvested will have a rust or a dark coffee color. She had opened up an ear or two of the corns, and many of the kernels were not fully developed. What, indeed, is going on here? My sister, being my sister, set straight to working out why this might be happening. Stress and too much sugar being produced, she wrote to me before I finished my morning coffee. But why, she asked, what kind of stress could my Northern Virginia garden be going through that would cause too much sugar production? Well, I did a little Googling myself, because I don't know everything, and just to find out what could be going on in her garden, what could be producing too much sugar, and what could also be impacting pollination. The pollination was low, and you could tell that because not all of the kernels on that ear of corn were being pollinated. Well, I found quite a few websites and web pages with some information on it. Usually, these web pages were from university agricultural extension departments for those major corn-producing states. I found two, in fact, Nebraska and Kentucky's cooperative extension were publishing information about this kind of stuff. So if anyone should know what's going on with a crop of corn, it's those guys. In a nutshell, the cause of reddening corn leaves and stalks is prolonged periods of high temperatures during the period of pollination. To back this up, the University of Kentucky used a case from 2012 as an example. And in that time period, temperatures exceeded 100 degrees Fahrenheit for 7 consecutive days. That's a long time to be that hot. High temperatures lead to low pollination, which then leads to low kernel development. When corn kernels, when the production of corn kernels on a plant is low, the corn plant can't use all of the sugar it has produced by the process of photosynthesis. And when there is too much sugar in the plant, the sugar turns the plant red to a purplish red. So basically, it wasn't that it was producing too much sugar, it was producing the normal amount. It was just that pollination was low. And the kernels of corn weren't there to use it all up. But the question is, why does heat impact pollination in the first place? I mean, corn is a tropical grass after all, right? Shouldn't it be accustomed to heat? Well, according to a University of Nebraska website, corn maximizes its production at 86 degrees Fahrenheit. So remember, the previous study had temperatures exceeding 100 degrees for a week. Extended high temperatures slows the silk development, you know, the tassels, where the stigma and the style and the ovaries reside. And then that leads to a lag in the timing when corn pollen is being released. So it's kind of like ships passing in the night, right? You've got the pollen coming off the male flower, but the female flower isn't around to be pollinated. Even if the silk timing is spot on, high temperatures can still dry out the silk, making pollination difficult to impossible. That University of Nebraska publication also points out that high temperatures can reduce the amount of pollen that is shed in the first place and impacts the viability of what's produced. My sister is still waiting for the corn to get as big as it can before harvesting it. That's if the raccoons don't get it first. Well, friends, good luck with your corn production, and I will see you here next week with another Just Veggies podcast.
To learn more from our gardening experts, join the community at plantersplace.com. And be sure to like Osmocote Plant Food on Facebook. Thanks for tuning in to the Planters Place podcast.